Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. And his orchestra opened this morning's program with their recording of Swing Patrol from the 1930s, one of the great of the British dance and jazz bands. One of the finer ones and very, very popular in the 1930s was Ambrose and his orchestra. And they set the tone for this morning's program. And the theme is going to be big bands, mostly during the 30s and the 40s. Most of them are going to be American bands, but we do have a couple of British bands, and Ambrose was one of them. A nice start to this morning's show. Well, we're going to go carry on with one of the great, several of the great American big bands, and we're going to hear coming up next from Benny Carter. We hear from him a lot, and he certainly was a giant of jazz, both as a soloist on the alto sax and did a fine trumpet too. Led a lot of orchestras, was a composer and an arranger, and had a career that went on for decades. We feature him a lot on this program, and we'll continue to do so, and he'll be the next song you'll hear after this pause. From 1937, he's going to bring us a number he wrote himself along with Irving Mills, Blues in My Heart. And after Benny Carter, we'll go to another Benny, and that'll be Benny Goodman, the King of Swing. From, the swing era just beginning in 1936, and Benny Goodman was right there in the front of the pack with a very, very fine orchestra. They're going to bring us a lovely number written by the great songwriting team of Dorothy Fields and Jerome Kern. Pick Yourself Up. You certainly have heard that one before. And then we're going to go forward to 1938. All our early numbers are from the 30s. To a very fine orchestra, Bob Crosby's orchestra, or the orchestra, I should say, led by Bob Crosby. Dixieland alumni, they had come from the Ben Pollack Orchestra, and they were all very, very fine jazz musicians. We're going to hear from them this morning from 1938, the number that the band members wrote. Ray Baduct and Bob Haggart wrote the number My Inspiration, and it's a nice, a little more reflective than we frequently hear from this rather rowdy crew. They do a lovely job on My Inspiration. Three numbers, and we will start with Benny Carter and Blues in My Heart. Thank you.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between, from Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're here at the University of Ottawa, and my name is Stephanie Robinson, and we're listening to some of the great big bands from the 30s and the 40s this morning. Just heard from three of them: Benny Carter with Blues in My Heart from 1937, Benny Goodman, Always Great, 1936, brought us Pick Yourself Up, and in 1938, the Bob Crosby Orchestra recorded My Inspiration. A nice reflective number. At least it started out that way. But they were a very lively bunch, as I say. So they got they couldn't sit still all that long. So it had a rather rousing finish. But, oh, it's great music. Well, we're going to go now to some of the alumni of the Kansas City jazz scene, which was very, very lively in the 20s and 30s. And produced some great musicians and some great bands. And we'll hear first from the band led by Andy Kirk, which was called His 12 Clouds of Joy, which is a lovely name for a band. One of the members of that band was Mary Lou Williams, who was a wonderful arranger and pianist, worked during the 30s and 40s. And did a lot of work with Andy Kirk. And she wrote the number Steppin' Pretty. And it was recorded in the early 30s by Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, and that's what we'll hear just coming up. Then we're going to go to the great Count Basie. Always fun to listen to. Such a big, big sound. Beautifully done, and of course, wonderful piano work, too. There are a lot of very notable jazz musicians in his outfit. We're going to hear him from 1938 with a number written by Eddie Durham and Jimmy Rushing. Sent for You Yesterday, and I suspect that may be Jimmy Rushing providing the vocal on that one. Then we go forward to 1945, a little change of pace, to the band that was led then by Artie Shaw, one of his later bands. I think he'd taken a little break in between the early 40s and the mid 40s, so it's a slightly different sound, but still great. Always professional and polished performance from the great Artie Shaw. And he'll bring us the lovely George and Ira Gershwin number, A Foggy Day. We'll start with Andy Kirk, his 12 Clouds of Joy, and Steppin' Pretty. Thank you.
Don't the moon look lonesome shining through the trees? Don't your house look lonesome when your baby pack up to leave? Sent for you yesterday, and here you come today. Sent for you yesterday, and here you come today. You can't love me, baby, and treat me that way.
Celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
It's official, it's tax time again. If you want help filing this year, call and make your appointment with DoubleCheck Income Tax Services. DoubleCheck has been a trusted and reliable tax professional for 28 years now. DoubleCheck can do either Ontario or Quebec taxes. They specialize in helping independent business owners and landlords. They're centrally located at 251 Bank Street at Cooper, Suite 502. Don't delay getting that refund. Call DoubleCheck Income Tax at 613-235-3933. That's 613-235-3933.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and we're here at the University of Ottawa, bringing you some of the big bands from the 30s and the 40s. Excuse me. We just heard from three of them, some of the Kansas City alumni, Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. Excuse me. With Steppin' Pretty from the 1930s. From 1938, Count Basie with Sent for You Yesterday. And Artie Shaw brought us A Foggy Day, that great Gershwin number, recorded in 1945. Well, we're going to stay in the 1940s for our next set of numbers. And coming up is actually a British bandleader who settled in the U.S. in the 1930s, Ray Noble, perhaps best known for his association with crooner Al Boley, one of the finer of the bandleaders, certainly a great, led a great dance band in Britain. In the 30s, went to the States, and I think in 1934, and put together a very, very fine American jazz band, swing band, with the help of Glenn Miller, who organized the band for him, actually. And then went on stage in the States and made his home there. We're going to hear him with a later orchestra from around 1940, with a very modern-sounding number, Harlem Nocturne. And Ray Noble and the boys do a very fine job of it. It was written by Earl Hagen, very famous cool jazz. Then we're going to hear from a very, very popular band leader in the 40s, and that is Jimmy Dorsey. One of the two Dorsey boys, of course. They split in 1935 and went on to separate careers, both very, very popular. Jimmy had a slightly sweeter sound, which really resonated with the fans in the 40s, and immensely popular. Band. We're going to hear him from 1949, so this isn't the band that he led in the earlier part of the decade. Very fine band nonetheless. And they recorded a lot of transcriptions in the studio, and this is one of them, written by Johnny Green and Edward Heyman, Out of Nowhere. And some nice clarinet work, by the way, from Jimmy Dorsey on that one. And another very fine soloist who went on to form his own orchestra, often played with smaller groups, and we've been hearing a bit from him lately. We're going to hear from him this morning, and that is Billy Butterfield, one of the finest trumpeters in our time period. Lovely, lovely sound, and very, very talented. He formed a big band in the late 40s, which was popular for several years, and made a series of recordings with them. We're going to hear one from 1947. It's the Otto Harbach Jerome Kern number, Yesterday's, and Billy does manage some lovely trumpet work on this one, so that's a treat. We're going to start with Ray Noble and Harlem Nocturne. Thank you. fabulous trumpet of Billy Butterfield with his own orchestra, 1947, Yesterdays. Before that, we heard Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra from 1949, showcasing Jimmy on alto sax and on clarinet, Out of Nowhere. And Ray Noble brought us Harlem Nocturne. Well, my name is Stephanie Robinson. As I said, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. And I have a little announcement, a little notice for you coming up. It's about an event for next Sunday, March the 27th. It'll be the fifth and the final tea dance of the 2010-2011 season. Held that day on March the 27th in the afternoon from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. in the Old Town Hall at 14 Bridge Street in Almont, Ontario. Well, you can combine a scenic spring afternoon drive to Almont with dancing to one of the area's best big bands. And this is the fifth season, as I mentioned, of these very popular tea dances. They're hosted by the well-known band, Standing Room Only. Well, that's next Sunday, March the 27th. The doors will open at 12:30 p.m. And the event begins at 1 p.m., goes to 4 p.m. Admission is $10 at the door. And it'll also be a very small $2 improvement, building improvement surcharge. Reservations are not required and light refreshments will be available. Excuse me. And there's parking at the town hall and nearby. Well, for more information about the dance for next Sunday, March 27th, including a dance and dine offer with JR's Restaurant, you can visit the website at, and this is www.srotdances, all one word, so that's srotdances.org, or you can call Chris Thompson at 613-692-5380. And that's next Sunday, March the 27th. Well, we have a few more bands for you this morning. And actually, we've got four more coming up. And so that will see us out of our edition of the big bands from the 30s, 40s. And I think we're moving actually into the 50s at this point, though we do have one from 1940s and 1939 yet to come. Our next number is from the band led by Buddy Morrow. Now, I don't think we've ever featured this band before, and I've heard that song before. I believe we lost Buddy Morrow. He died last year. He was a very fine trombonist, put in time with a lot of big bands, in particular with the one led by Tommy Dorsey. Set up his own band in the 50s. And that's what we'll hear, the group just coming up. A number written by Frank Signorelli and Matt Melnick. Recorded by Buddy Morrow and his orchestra, Stairway to the Stars from 1952. Then we're going to go back to Britain to another big band, very big sound, very modern sound, very splashy, I guess you could almost say. Ted Heath started out with some of the great dance bands in the 30s and set up his own band in the 40s and became immensely popular. It was just an institution in Britain in the 50s. Lovely sound. And we will hear him from the 50s with the great Hoagy Carmichael, Ned Washington number, The Nearness of You. And then we'll hear from one of the great jazz musicians from starting in the 30s, going well on for decades, and that is Red Norvo. He was married, of course, to Mildred Bailey, and they both actually worked with Paul Whiteman's band before they split off and set up their own group. Red Norvo led his orchestra, and Mildred did the singing, and they were both just icons of the swing era. A very fine swing musician, played the xylophone and the vibraphones. Red Norvo then went on to have a fabulous jazz career, keeping up with the times, very good bebop and later jazz musician. We're going to hear him from 1945 with one of his smaller orchestras, the number that he helped pen himself, 1-2-3 Jump. That's Red Norvo. And we'll start with Buddy Morrow and Stairway to the Stars.
climbing up the stairway to the stars, 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 stars. We'll hear the sound of violins up yonder where the blue begins. We're climbing, climbing up the stairway to the stars.
Can't we sail away on a lazy daisy petal over the rim of a hill? Can't we sail away on a little dream and settle high on the crest of a thrill?
Let's build a stairway to the stars, a lovely little stairway. We're climbing, climbing up to heaven with you. Tip, tip, tipping up the stairway. Tip, tip, tipping up the stairway. Stars, 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 stars. Dig, 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 the sound of violin.
Corvo with 1-2-3 Jump. Very fine musician and friends. Ted Heath brought us The Nearness of You. And we heard first from Buddy Morrow and his orchestra, Stairway to the Stars. Well, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before, and we've been hearing from some of the big bands from the 30s through to the 50s. Got one more left for you this morning. One of my favorite numbers of all time, and one of my favorite bands, Glenn Miller and his orchestra, synonymous with big bands in the swing era. From 1939, we're going to hear Miller and Orchestra with Moonlight Serenade. That concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.